Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 21st of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Bailey, 1,000, expected West Hebrides, 1,003 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. North Atsira, south Atsira. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 at first in 40s, otherwise west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Fisher, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. German Bight, southwest 4 to 6, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest backing south or southeast later 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Plymouth. Rain later, moderate or good. Biscay. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, becoming cyclonic 4 later in far northwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7 in north and west, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy Fastnet, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Fastnet and later in Lundy. Showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northeast 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in the southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 16 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 1, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 2, 15 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south-southwest, 2, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north, 1, mist, 7 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Boomer, west by south, 3, 19 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 1, 1,013, falling slowly. Sandbury Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 3, 1 mile, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, south by west, 1, 1017, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast, 3, mist, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east, 4, 11 miles, 1016. Scilly automatic, southeast by east, 4, 15 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 3, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, 4, mist, 1.5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valley, south, 4, 6 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south, 2, mist, 5 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast, 1, slight showers, 5 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast, 1, slight rain, 2 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Malinhead, south, 4, 27 miles, 1011, falling slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, southwest by south, 2, 24 miles, 1012, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure extending across the southeast of the United Kingdom from the continent at first on Tuesday will be replaced by areas of low pressure gradually moving in from the northwest and southwest, bringing more unsettled conditions with rain or showers to most of the inshore waters. Winds will be mainly light or moderate across all areas over the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable in north, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, becoming variable at times in north, 2 to 4. Showers, mainly in north, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south. Rain at first and south, good, occasionally moderate at first and south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 2 to 4, backing east or northeast 3 or 4 later, rain later, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southeast backing east or northeast later 2 to 4, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 until later near St. David's Head. Occasional rain, mainly later, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in north and also later elsewhere. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5 at first and south, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northeast. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West to southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, fair then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you. Bryn from Wales writes to say, "Morning, Al, and a happy new year to the whole team. My seagoing days are over, but I served in the Royal Navy Reserve for 31 years, ending in 1992. During the time when I commanded one of the old Ton class minesweepers, I always took a portable tape recorder with me and I instructed the radio office to record the 0048 shipping forecast so that I could study it at leisure after breakfast. I found that I could understand the Met Office forecast a lot better than the fleet forecast issued by the MOD, which somehow always tied me in knots." He says, "By recording the forecast, I found that I had the data to attempt to draw my own synoptic chart and thus attempt to second-guess developments. I usually got it slightly wrong," he says, "but it was a great way to understand a very complex system." That's best wishes from Bryn. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, and all of us at Radio 4, have a safe, bright and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and China, as the world's largest economy has a new president in charge, and he's got big plans.
Nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
We hear from a former Treasury official from the first Trump administration on whether he can achieve them.
I never bet against Donald Trump, let's say it that way. He's a very big personality with very big dreams. He dreams big and plans big and I think hopes to execute big in the second term.
And
this one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen.
Elon Musk has enjoyed the day. What part will he play in those plans? That's all on Business Matters. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Donald Trump has been signing a flurry of executive orders within hours of being sworn in as America's 47th president. In the past few minutes, he's approved a series of documents at the White House, including declaring drugs cartels as terrorist organizations. Earlier at a stadium in Washington, he signed a stack of orders in front of cheering supporters. He had this to say before rescinding measures issued by the Biden administration.
So we're going to sign executive orders. First, I'll revoke nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
Our senior North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, who was at the stadium in Washington, says there is a variety of executive orders.
Some of them are executive actions, which are intentional, and some of them have the force of law. So, for example, he's just withdrawn from the Paris Climate Change Treaty. Now, he can do that, and that is something that will happen. And he's written to the UN as well saying he's doing it. Some of these things could get bogged down in the courts because he cannot wish away statutes with a stroke of the pen. He cannot wish away the Constitution with a stroke of the pen. So some of the things he's trying to do may well be challenged in court. Other things may be easier. Other things may come to nothing.
At his inauguration speech, Mr. Trump said he'd been saved by God to make America great again. He promised to be a peacemaker and unifier, but accused the previous administration of corruption. He also said he'd declare an emergency on the US southern border to tackle illegal immigration. Mr. Trump has signed the measure into law in the past half hour. Here's Will Grant.
We knew some of these things were coming, but